Hello, travelers. It's Harley.
And it's Kevin. You may have seen us posting about some exciting news here at the Penumbra, and it's true. We have something fun to share.
Our team is always working hard to bring you the stories you love to hear, and we are so thankful to all of you who support us in any way you can.
We are so grateful to you, our audience, and our supporters at the Penumbra Patreon, and that's why we're excited to launch two new Penumbra pages. That's two surprises. First is a new perk for our Patreon supporters. Whether you're an existing supporter or you're just joining us, and we hope that you do, you'll be getting access to our brand new special reserve.
It's Patreon exclusive merch that's up for pre-sale right now that you'll get access to. Brand new designs from Juno Steel and Second Citadel. We think you're going to love the new designs, because we do. Patreon subscribers at the $2 level will also get 20% off our entire merch store, and there's already a sale happening on all of our amazing posters.
Like early release episodes at the $4 level, production scripts at the $7 level, bonus commentaries and behind-the-scenes content at the $10 level, and more.
But that's not all. We're going to be running a contest on our brand new TikTok. We've seen all the awesome stuff you're creating over on TikTok, and we think it's time we joined you. Our contest will be for a giveaway of our brand new Patreon-only merch, and anyone can enter. You can follow us on TikTok for even more Penumbra content. All of the contest details will be on our TikTok at the Penumbra Podcast.
Ah, good evening, traveler, and welcome to the Penumbra. Tonight's tale is... The Silvered Secrets.
Last stop, Clock Tower Market. Mind your flippers and flagellae now. I'll take your fare as you exit the crowd.
Read all about it. Mysterious holes dug in silver sand, but not a sand.
I don't need to remind you that this is extremely important to me and that if you mess this up, we are never speaking again. But adjust it anyway. What's your first move?
When you distract the receptionist, I go for the closet.
Good. What kind of closet?
The one with brooms and mops. I know the plan, Liam. And unless you want everyone in this building to know it as well, I suggest you trust me.
Yeah, sure, right. You inspire nothing but confidence. And just remember, we're on the clock. The heads of every department, including security, are at an all-staff meeting for 1 hour starting now, so...
Still be small and fast and don't break anything. I'm not supposed to break. I get it. Can we start now?
All right. Here we go. Declidifier check. Cross-dimensional spanner. Little magical thing that goes pop.
Excuse me, sir. You aren't actually allowed in without an appointment.
Appointment? So- Oh, yes, I have an appointment. It should be under Dr. Gallantry, Impossible Storage Repairs. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Wait, just a second. I mean, please. Well, let's see. It seems, well, I mean, you don't have an appointment, Dr. Gallantry.
Lamb.
Oh, that's terrible. That's just terrible. Whoever keeps up that list ought to be fired. Who is that again?
It's, me.
Then best not to tell anyone, I think. Save yourself a headache.
No, sir, you can't come in. You don't have an appointment.
Really? You're gonna trust that, what, that piece of paper over me? Dr. Gallantry? Beloved neighborhood impossible space repairer?
Lamb, is this your plan? What are you doing?
I've never heard of you.
I've never heard of you! My last inspection was 2 years ago. How long have you worked here?
I could just call my supervisor.
Call your supervisor? You're gonna pull your superior out of an all-hands management meeting because you can't read a schedule now?
How did you know about the meeting?
Because I've done this before. Now, are you gonna let me through or what?
You'll just have to wait until the meeting is over, Dr. Gallantry. It should only be an hour or so.
1 hour. By that time, let's see. Well, if you aren't gonna let me inspect, I guess you'll just have to evacuate the building. A little now.
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
You heard me, folks. Everybody up and get ready to clear out, because...
Shh, please. What happens if the impossible closets were right here?
Have you ever heard of something called dimensional ballooning?
No. Is it bad?
All right, Tail. We're in. Tail. Oh, right. Cockroaches don't have tails.
Yes, I know that you do not care for cockroaches, Tail, but today we are young professionals out to prove ourselves, and we can't let Lamb down. He could teach us so much about Silvershore, but you heard him yesterday. We need to stay useful. We are business associates, Tail, not friends. I do not know what that means, but it's what Lamb called it, so let's just get to work. Let's see. Yes. This does appear to be a janitor's closet, just like Lamb asked for. There are brooms and sponges and cleaning supplies, and it's the size of a lobby at the hotel. Oh, never mind. That was the magical part. Then Lamb must have been right. The WEP can store all those books in this small tower because it's really much bigger on the inside. Who knows what's hidden in these impossible closets? It's so exciting, Tail. And now, it's time for step two. This strange capsule Lamb gave me. Lamb had a warning for me about this, but... I can't remember it. What's that? You remember what he said, Tail? Then say it quickly. Tail, you know I can't understand you when you mumble. Say it like Lamb did.
Be careful when you open that capsule, Olala. It contains anti-magic stone, a large crystal of it from one of the deposits beneath Silvershore. Any magic around it will stop when you open the capsule. Don't touch it with your bare hands.
Well, good thing I'm not purely magical. Brace yourself, Tail. 3, 2, 1. Well, that was underwhelming. What's that? Tail? The closet is shrinking. I have to get to the door. Ow. Or I suppose the door could come to me very quickly. I just have to open it. Ow. Damn, door. Stop moving. Ow. I swear. Quit. Ouch. Now this closet is smaller than me. Oh no, and the room is still shrinking. What am I supposed to do? Of course.
What was that?
Oh, I know that sound.
What is it?
It's not a good sound, I'll tell you that much.
But what is it?
I think it came from that janitor's closet over there. You know, the one with the door half blown off the hinges?
Oh, no. Oh, dear. Oh, no. Oh, no. It's destroyed.
It sure is. Dimensional ballooning, like I said. You always know impossible storage is about to blow when the pests start running out. Cockroaches and things. You did see a cockroach come running out of there, right?
A cockroach? What would I care about a cockroach? The closet is destroyed.
Nothing, huh? Maybe a rat, or something else small and annoying?
Hey.
Great! She's alive and in my pocket. Thought I felt the pitter-patter of 1,000 tiny legs.
This is a disaster! And you're saying that could happen to any impossible storage spaces in the office? It could happen just like that to one of the vaults?
More than could. I'd say it's likely, given I tuned all these up at the same time. You could have a chain reaction on your hands by lunch.
But it's not all bad! Look what it's done to the janitor supplies! Look, it's fused together a broom and a mop to make something completely useless. Anyway, guess I'll be leaving now.
No! Don't go! I mean, please, you have to fix this.
Well, I have to think about my schedule for the day, but...
Listen, I like you. And because I like you, I'm gonna help you get all this settled before your bosses come out of that big meeting of theirs. How's that sound?
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Let's leave the thank yous for once you're out of that hot water, huh? Now let's get moving. I want to see every place you keep your books here. Every single one.
Remind me why we're out here by the docks again?
You recall the dandelion nonsense I described to you?
Quan Yu's cure, yeah?
I'm going to have our contact in the Citadel send us a dandelion, or perhaps a bushel of them. We would have more than enough coin then. But in exchange for sending the request, a monster in this town has asked me to find someone for him.
The monster asked you to find someone, and then gave you his address?
Nobody's certain where he lives, or even what his name is. This address leads here. A shack on a plot of soil near the docks. The resident of this shack has worked with my target many times in the past. If anyone knows where he lives, it should be the creature that lives here. A beast named Capuchin.
But there's something about this house call that makes you think you'll need backup.
As I understand, Capuchin is very protective of her privacy. I doubt she will respond well to visitors.
Black market favors? Smuggling dandelions? Breaking and entering? We've been in Silvershore 2 days and you're already causing all kinds of trouble, aren't you?
Just don't tell Olala.
I won't. But geez, Caroline, she's just a kid. I don't know why you act so afraid of her.
She is not a kid. I was not a kid at her age either. And because I have been where she is, I know she's something far more dangerous to herself. An extremely capable person without enough experience to be afraid.
Of what?
Everything. Overconfidence kills. We've wasted enough time now. I'm knocking on the door.
What is it?
There's a strange, sticky substance on this door, and it stings to the touch. Vines. How strange.
Back away, Caroline.
A trap. What in the frostbitten...
I thought there was something weird about this shack. Look at the ground around the foundation. The soil's swelling. I think this house has roots.
You mean to say that this building is a tree?
A mean one, too. Thorns around the edges, caustic sap, exploding seed pods... I think we're dealing with a type of sandbox tree. Ugh. We had a sandbox infestation in Milltown when I was a kid, and I still have a scar from where one shot me.
Shot you? Why does the thought of a little Ale climbing up a highly explosive tree not surprise me?
Climbing nothing. I was in my own bedroom 20 yards away, and someone looked at a seed pod funny. These things shoot hard. You're sure you need to go in there? Really sure?
Oh, have we finally found something that scares the undefeated swordsmen of Milltown?
Scared of the tree? Nope. But if you get shot through the head while we're in there, and I need to explain that to which wifey when she wakes up, yeah, that scares me.
I've seen too much to be finished off by a sapling like this.
You sound confident. Want to make that a bet?
If I apprehend the creature named Capuchin before you, you'll have to wash and polish my armor. Every piece.
Ew. If I win, you have to take over the prize fighting arena from me for one full day.
I thought you would have enjoyed prize fighting.
Everyone in there is a pushover. I want to get some real training in.
You have become absolutely terrifying.
Thanks. On three?
Three, two...
I won't tell anyone we both tried to cheat if you don't.
Deal.
Then, what's your read on this place, brave leader?
Well, it appears the interior of this tree has grown in the shape of a house as well. Wooden chairs and furniture growing from the floor, and all of them covered in that sap. I can't imagine living here. Which means Capuchin likely doesn't. This mimicry is a continuation of the trap. Her true living quarters must be elsewhere, heavily guarded. A narrow and easily protected path. Up the stairs. Ale, I believe the creature is up... Ugh, Ale! Distracting me, then disappearing. We'll see who has the last laugh. I'll test the stairs for traps with my gauntlet. Well, I never liked that one anyway. There she is. And I don't see Ale in this hole, which means... Ah! Now I have you, Capuchin! I do not intend to harm you, Capuchin. I only have questions.
Questions? You blow up my home and tell me you Your home blew itself up. We knocked.
Then maybe you shouldn't knock!
Damn, Cappuccino, come out. I need to ask you about your business, that's all.
I'll die first. Now don't open that door, or I'll show you how serious I am.
Have it your way, then. You're cornered. Now answer my questions and I'll be on my way.
Cornered? I don't think so. Take one more step, intruder. Just one! And I'll pull this vine and blow us both sky high!
You wouldn't.
Don't test me! I've always been prepared for the end!
Seed pods. Oh, there must be hundreds of them hanging up there.
Enough to blow this tree and everyone in it straight over the end of the world!
Let's think clearly now.
I told you not to test me. I'm going out on my own terms. Kaboom! 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 Kaboom!
Is this another of your tricks, you chattering cretin?
Nope. One of mine.
Of course. What is that snarling thing you're holding?
Turns out this sandbox tree has a dryad. It's just as nasty as you'd guess, but we came to an understanding. No explosions, poison, or crying. Or else you don't get that fertilizer.
Fine. We'll call it a tie. You deactivated the traps, I caught her.
Hell no, that's not a tie. You would have caught a lot more than that without me.
Yes, I would say the swordsman caught me as well.
That had better be the start of a much more helpful turn in conversation, Cappuccino. As I've said, we aren't here to harm you. If you answer my questions, we'll be on our way.
Then out with it, quickly, quickly. If my knowledge of Silver Shore's secret underbelly drives you mad, don't come crying to me. I have too much work to do today to entertain guests.
I'm guessing this is the work she's talking about? The Weekly Soothsayer?
My news publication, with a customer base in the dozens. And every word of it is true. Everything the big publishing companies don't want you to know.
The secret cabal that protects Silver Shore. Or do they?
Critically acclaimed reporting.
I was abducted over the edge of the world.
A first-hand account. And Wayward East Press wouldn't even talk to him.
Special report. There is no such thing as the Southern Frosts. None of you has ever met someone who's been there.
Well, have you?
I have no use for this nonsense. I'm here because of a business associate you've worked with in the past. I need a name and an address.
I don't know the names of anyone who contributes to the soothsayer as a rule. The secrets carried in these pages could shatter the natural order. Those in power would surely have any and all of my contributors killed.
This headline's pretty good. I saw a baby made of crystals. The end begins.
And an audience of only dozens. What a shame.
Our influence grows by the day!
Regardless, you must have addresses for those you work with. To send their pay? I'm looking for a human from the Northern Wilds. I've been told he's an established warrior.
Yes! You mean that knight!
A citadel knight?
So, he is a knight then. What can you tell me about him?
Oh, anything I know! That knight can protect himself.
He's a good fighter then?
I wouldn't try it! He's participated in the killing of many monsters, I've heard. And he can do things. Strange things. Some of the information he brings me comes from places no man or monster can enter. I have no idea how he does it!
That vanishing trick he used to pull with the Soul Keeper. That could do it.
It certainly could.
You really think Galahad would work with monsters?
I think he would work with whomever gives him an advantage. And if he disliked them, he would only savor their deaths later on. You're lucky we found you, Cappuccino. Before long, I suspect that knight would have claimed your head. Calm down. We're going to ensure that does not happen. Just tell me where I can find him, and the problem will be taken care of.
On the soothsayer. I've been to his hideout once before to deliver payment. He lives in another section of at the docks, around the warehouses the city beneath uses to store dry goods. You'll find him here.
Thank you. We'll take that.
For what coin?
You want me to purchase the newspaper you wrote your directions on?
You want it! You buy it! You want it! You buy it!
Ugh. Pay her so we can leave, Ale.
4 coin for that performance? That's a bargain. So, an old knight, huh? And he has no idea we're coming. Galahad, your time's almost up.
Not quite yet.
What do you mean,
not You're a much stronger fighter than I now, Ale. But that man, before Olala got the better of him, I saw him hit a height of strength I did not think humans could reach.
What, with one of his magic tricks? I'll just stick the dryads on him.
Where? This is a city, Ale. Unless you can get him to agree to duel you in a park, I don't think many trees will be there to give you the kind of advantage you're expecting.
He'll agree. He chose where we fought last time. I choose this time. He's a knight. They're all about that honor stuff.
Some are. We've brought one to Silvershore with us, I think. But the words they use, honor and justice, it is not an accident that those words have slippery definitions. They can change to include anything a knight would like to do and exclude anything that threatens his power. Or hers. We must account for the fact that our enemy does not worry over contradictions. He does not worry if he is reasonable, if his argument is sound, if his actions are condoned by anyone but himself. He thinks he is the hero, and his wants are hero's wants, and therefore he will accept no world in which he does not get his way.
He doesn't scare me.
He has the soul of a Tengu trapped in his soul keeper. If he still holds any of that power. In the Frosts, it is said that 5 Tengu were born at the same moment as the universe. Spirits who can wield any weapon as a master would. They are impossible to defeat, but can only be killed by one who they have yielded to in single combat. Yet Galahad was able to capture one of their souls.
If he can beat the real thing, I can beat his bad imitation.
Trickery must be how Galahad defeated it. And if that's the case, trickery is what we must use to defeat the man with their power. You will have your duel, Ale. But we must first ensure that it is a fair duel. And therefore, before we begin an assault, we need more information. I will turn in this address for my payment, and then investigate alone, and bring you up to speed tonight.
Alone? Come on, Caroline. Even if we're not fighting him, I can still...
No, I don't think you can, still. As soon as you see that man, you will draw your sword. We both know it. And besides, one of us needs to find Angelo and Olala. Now that we're more certain than ever that Galahad stalks these streets... If something happens to her, I don't think I could ever forgive myself.
Sir, are you absolutely sure you prepared each of these rooms? Really? It feels like we spend less and less time in them.
I'm just warmed up now, that's all. If we find a room that really needs that special touch, don't worry, I'll give it.
Well, speak of the devil.
He's not here, is he? I was told he only comes into work on Thursdays.
No, I mean that this room, the size of it, all those bookshelves. Yep, this one's a disaster just waiting to happen. Any second now, I think.
Any second? What do we do?
It'll be all right. You just have to follow my instructions carefully. First, take a few steps ahead of me into the room.
And then?
Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Now, you're going to want to make sure you collapse backwards, but first, so you don't hit your head.
Hit my head? Why?
Hey! It fell backwards after all! So they can be taught.
Then is this the place, Lamb?
Look around you, Olala. Books as far as the eye can see. This is the vault. The really big one, for the books they don't plan on taking back out anytime soon. No time to pat ourselves on the back, though. The big manager's meeting will be over in 15 minutes. We need to get the books we need and get out of here.
I'll meet you back here in 10 minutes, then.
Make it 5.
5? But don't you need, like, 30 books?
I've been doing this for a little while now, Olala. Crabbies in 5 minutes. Let's go.
Okay, 5 minutes. This is easily the largest impossible storm we've seen yet, Tail. With books on every subject I could think of. Recipes of the First Citadel, Tales of the Fall, Overworld's End in a Barrel and Back. Secrets, Tail.
secrets about every corner of the universe. Oh yes, Tail, of course you can't believe everything you read. But isn't it amazing that everyone here is trying? It's like a city full of Lady Rillas, all asking questions and testing theories and... Look, Tail, look! So many books on the Western Wastes! Sister Beanox books must be somewhere in here. We traveled for miles and miles and miles, came all the way to the forgotten region of the universe, and now we're holding this precious book in our hands. It's like holding all of our sisters at once. I can't believe it. Well, who's to say when we'll have a chance like this again, Tail? We should grab as many books as we can while we're here. Perhaps something for Angela to say sorry, or something about the Hepburn witches for Caroline, or about really sharp swords for Ale, or...
Hola, where are you?
Is that... Lamb? You're right, Tail. He does sound worried. Perhaps we should...
Hola, get your book and come back to the door, pronto.
Coming! Lamb, what is it? Is something wrong? Lamb? Where is the receptionist you knocked out?
That's what I was just wondering. They looked human, and the place I hit them should have knocked a human out for a few hours, but they aren't here. I knew I should have held out for next year's meeting. Going in unprepared, Lamb, the hell happened to you?
Lamb, I know you can find us a way out again, even if the security knows we're here. You got us in so well, and I'll help.
Right! Of course you will! Thanks, Olala. We can only steal one book each. I forgot my pearl at home, so we'll be escaping by street. I can fit two decently sized books in my coat without being too noticeable, so one book each.
All right, then. I found the book I want.
Good. Me too. You did good today, Olala. This mistake's all on me, but if you're interested and you're willing to wait, this doesn't have to be our last shot at the vault. I'll figure out another way. It'll take some research, but I'll do it. The man who knows the world owns the world, Olala. Ask the right questions, and there's not a door in the universe you can't open.
Wow.
Speaking of which, the door out of here is our first obstacle. It hasn't been long, so I don't think security is going to be an issue yet, but we have to move fast. Get in my pocket again.
Mm-hmm. Done.
Perfect. It should be a quick walk out of the office. Stay quiet until then. In 3, 2, 1...
Lamb, what's wrong?
It looks like they might have barricaded us in here. There's a big stone statue propped against the door.
What is it? What is it?
The statue! It dropped me!
Hello, punks. You have enough fun yet? Yeah, that one never gets old. That's what you get coming up against the Clock Tower Gargoyle. She's always one step ahead of you.
I'm afraid I don't know what you mean. I'm just here to repair...
Repair nothing! I've been head of security in this tower for nearly 1,000 years. I know our repair guy. Heck, I've known the last 14 of them. And I definitely know a thief when I see one. Not a bad idea, waiting for the All Departments meeting to raid the vault. Honestly, I should thank you. I've been saying for centuries that I should be exempt from this meeting to keep an eye on the place, and you're the first person dumb enough to prove my point.
So is it not a bad idea, or is it dumb? This is feeling pretty inconsistent, Miss Cobblestone.
Not so dumb you can't read a name tag, at least. Let's see if you can impress me twice in a row. You are under corporate arrest by Wayward East Press bylaws. That means you have no rights, and anything you say will be used against you spitefully because it will annoy me. Now, put your hands up where I can tie them. You and the cockroach hiding in your pocket. A gargoyle can see through any magic done in the building she protects. So, you might as well come out now, shapeshifter. Otherwise, I'll have to try putting one of these big cuffs on you. But I'm thinking on a roach they'll probably crush more than restrain. Charming. Now stand still, and I'll cuff you both.
You can try it if you want, Miss Cobblestone. But you're gonna have to beat me in a duel first.
A duel? Is that a wooden sword? You plan to come up against our security, against me, the Clock Tower Gargoyle, and all you brought is a child's toy?
A child's toy, huh? Funny. Could a child do this?
Honestly, I think a kid would have hit harder. Did you hear something?
You're right. This wooden sword is just a toy. But you do have a pretty nasty crack in your neck right there. And with enough blunt force at the right angle, that crack should spread all the way down through your armpit. Even with a toy.
My arm! Goddamn shoddy repair job.
But, Lam, wait! The entrance is that way! Wait!
Hey, can I get some glue over here? Hey, you! Yeah, I mean you, buddy. Stop gawking and start flowing.
Lam, where are we going?
We're not heading for the door because that's what the stone security guard is prepared for.
But if our escape is blocked off, what will we do?
Find a way to lure those guards out, and that means hiding. If they're looking for us, they aren't blocking the door.
Liam, look. That looks like an impossible closet door.
You mean the one with the sign that says highly confidential, do not enter for any reason?
That sounds like an invitation to me.
I gotta admit, you're growing on me, Olala. Check it out first. Coast is clear! Follow me!
Liam, the door just closed itself.
Now.
Liam, we need to escape right now. They saw me come in here, and they'll be on their way. Liam?
Olala? Olala, what's taking you so long?
Liam, where are you? I can't see you. Liam! Tail, where are we? Oh, the floor. It's covered in pointy little rocks. No, not rocks. Crystals. Really small crystals, like the ones in the mirrored planes. But the thought stream isn't glowing or humming. This is all extremely strange, Tail. Is that a baby?
Where are you? We have to go.
That's Lam.
Finally.
You're too good at the disappearing act. Did you climb in my pocket again or something?
No, I can't see you either. I just entered the same door as you, but now I'm in some strange room covered in crystals, and I think there's a baby, but I don't know what that's all about, and
figure it out later. But I gotta say, I'm a little jealous. All my room has is statuettes of the WEP's founder, dioramas of the clock tower, all that. It's a boring field trip in here.
A boring field trip where we're being chased. What do we do?
Right. Security followed me in here, but I think I found a way to lock them all inside this room. We have to move quickly. I'll lure them deeper in. Meanwhile, you count to 10 and head for the door. I'll meet you outside, probably.
If the insides of this room are different for both of us, Lam, what if the outsides have changed too? Where am I?
We don't know yet, so don't lose your head. Just stand there, count to 10, and I'll meet you outside. Got it?
Okay.
And no matter what you hear, don't stop counting.
Two.
Hey, shapeshifter! It seems like those dumb security rockheads lost us. So let's grab the original clock tower blueprints and see if we can pawn them off somewhere.
Five. Lam, they're coming after you.
Keep counting, Olala. I'll meet you outside.
Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. I don't know what that sound is, Tail, but it's too late now. Let's go. Lam, I made it out, so let's go. Lam, where is he?
And locked. Whew. Glad I snagged the keys off that receptionist.
Open this door! Open this door, you will regret it, thief.
I think now might be a good time for us to go.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Nice work in there.
You too. Now hurry.
Oh,
Well, I take it nobody's home. And now for Kuan Yu's rune. You're right, my love. Breaking a door and then repairing it is much more fun than magically picking the lock. To work. I must take notes. I certainly see evidence of Squire's training in whoever lives here. Very neat. Very orderly. The knot this box has been tied shut with is the same sort trainees learn to lace and tighten armor. Northern, certainly. A knight, certainly. But Galahad... These books. I suppose it doesn't surprise me that Galahad does his research. To defeat the Tengu, he must have. And I recall a sphinx and two bridge trolls on his monster-slaying records besides. But there's something about these titles. The sentience of pond scum. Meditation in a harpy song. The life cycles of mermaids. I would not expect these volumes from Galahad. What's this? A pearl. But by the colour, this isn't just any pearl. Where have I seen this before? Why, yes, that's it. A portrait of a mermaid woman. This is bleak enough for Galahad, to be sure, to take a portrait of his victim. That despicable... No, not Galahad. There are two names written on the back of this portrait. Posidonia and... No...
I just keep thinking about how that gargoyle's face must have looked when she saw we'd locked her in.
Blast, I wasn't paying attention.
It probably looked basically the same, though, don't you think? I don't think I ever saw her make any face besides that big open mouth gargoyle one.
Oh la la! Unhand her, monster killer!
Caroline, what are you doing here?
Hey there. I don't remember inviting anybody in.
Oh la la, it is imperative that you listen to me. Step away from that man quickly. You don't know how much danger you're in.
Danger? But Caroline...
You should probably listen to your mom, kid.
She isn't my mother.
Whatever she is, you should probably take that step back now, because if she doesn't put down that pearl, things are about to get ugly in here.
I believe they already have. This pearl is all the proof I need. You slay monsters... And you're just waiting for your moment to slay Olala.
I don't have to stand here and listen to this.
Lamb, what are you doing?
Lamb, you aren't even hiding it, you old coward, are you?
And Caroline, put your sword away. Would you both just listen?
No, Olala. I think it's time you listened. And time you discovered who your new friend really is. This Lamb was not born in Silvershore, you see. He was born in the Second Citadel, where he was trained as a knight and served in a great age for monster killers. Isn't that correct, Sir Lamorak of the Piercing Eye, chief strategist to Sir Galahad the Great?
Such a bounty today. Those humans are very resourceful, aren't they? And very gullible, too. It may have cost 500,000 coin to send a letter to the north for that over-rude warrior, but she has no idea that I'll sell the address you procured for me for twice the sum. An address for 1,000,000 coin. Easy marks, humans. It's almost sad.
What was that, Gremlin? Couldn't make you out there, son.
Oh! Hello! I didn't see you there, Mr. Human, sir. I thought we were meeting down the alley. I don't suppose... That is, you didn't hear...
I try not to hear, as a general rule. Best way to avoid offense is to never take it, you understand my meaning?
I'm afraid I do not...
But I'm sure you've got things need doing and a prizing little rascal that you are, so what do you say we skip the pleasantries? You find that address for me?
That depends. Have you the coin?
Ooh, plenty of coins. Here.
Excellent! And here you are, sir.
Looks above board to me. Y'all run a very honest black market here in Silver Shore. Thank you, sir.
Why, this is northern money. And hardly very much at all. What is the meaning of this? No! 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 No!
call it your payment. Oh, my hunting knife might sting a little, but you can trust me when I say this is a better way out than your infernal brethren are gonna get.
No! No, no, no!
Nighty-night, beastie. You can come out now, Sir Damien. The beast is vanquished.
You killed him. You hired the little creature to aid you, and then you killed him.
There's no honor in doing honest business with the devil, my brother. And it doesn't make much difference either way, because soon enough every monster in this infernal city is going just like Gremlin here. Saint Damien, praise be, has graced me with the majority of our plan. But for the very last stages, I'm gonna need a little more help. And the saint himself has blessed us with great luck, Sir Damien, because it just so happens my old strategist lives in this very city. So I hope you're ready for a house call, Sir Lamorack of the Piercing Eye. It's been a long, long time.
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider donating to the Penumbra on Patreon. Our artists work tirelessly to bring you these stories, and if you have the means, we hope you will support our efforts. Every dollar helps. You can find that page at patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. If you support us on Patreon at the $10 level or higher, you will receive access to commentary tracks like this one from actors Marge Dunn and Stuart Evan Smith, and co-creators Harley Takagi Kaner and Kevin Vibert.
I'm not saying this just because she's here. Marge is one of my favorite people to perform with.
Aww.
So knowing that that's who's on the other end of my headphones, regardless of where physically she is, like, I know fun's gonna be had.
Aww.
So, you know, we come in and we have the fun.
Why is she one of your favorite people to perform with?
Ooh.
Be specific as you,
yeah.
As
you. We would like to give thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Basil Roslevinge, the podcast Brain Rot Has Taken Sydney Over, Shelley Schrode, James O'Connor, the patron named Kevin Please Say Butts on Live Recording Thanks, Thea J.N., Lucy Chonky Lee's mother, Osipete, Rita Deserves All the Snacks and Movie Nights, Evit Kani, Benjamin Fisher, SCP Chloe, Jun Gishoku, Skyfire Forever, Allison Hull, Erin Ritson, Liv Allen, Alice the Time Lord, Red Ruby Seven Truther, In Memory of Spiral Opal, Eden the Gay Bookworm, Elizabeth Dunn, Michael David Smith, Ollie Nexus, Caroline Seidman, Radius Ulna, Monster Kissing is Trans Culture, A Sentient Can of Soda formerly known as Jay, Karen ZH, Wham Bam Thank You Lamb, Genetic, Minchowski, and Jamie Gunter for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. This tale, The Silvered Secrets, was told by the following people. Marge Dunn as Olala, Leslie Drescher as Caroline, and Jimily as Ale, Joshua Elon as Sir Tristan the Cold, Matthew Zonzinger as Damien, Erica Simpson as the Gargoyle, Ginny D'Angelo as Capuchin, Kate Jones as the Receptionist, and Stuart Evan Smith as Sir Lamorick of the Piercing Eye. The Penumbra is created and produced by Harley Takagi Kaner and Kevin Vibert. If you wish to know more about our ever-expanding, infinitely creative team of artists, musicians, editors, designers, and managers, you can read about them in the show notes of this episode. I'm afraid that is our time for today, dear traveler. We hope you will join us again soon.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.